This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. This portion of the program is brought to you by Amazon. RadioAlice.com. You should go and check them out. We have all kinds of stuff happening. Anything that's happening at the station is always listed there. So if you hear us talking about, you know, like the lupus thing that's coming up and things that we're giving away on the air, RadioAlice.com, really, there's about 15 reasons to click there every day.
You will love it.
About 15 clicks would be just delicious. RadioAlice.com. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit Amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Equal opportunity employer. So we're going to start with, and the reason I'm starting with this is because Hooman was cracking me up in the other room earlier. This is one of the things I gave him to find for me today. Because it's America's Got Talent. That is a summertime staple. It does really well over the summer when there's hardly anything else on.
You ever watch it?
I've watched it, but
I don't watch it.
I've maybe seen like four episodes, just sort of randomly, like you're at somebody's house and it's on, and you know. But people love it. It's a talent show, and your talent can be anything. There was something where some guy got shot out of a cannon over the top of a helicopter, which I thought, so clearly that doesn't happen on the stage. They must give him, like, you know, and what's his talent? Like, is he going to just randomly get shot out of things? Like, anyway, guy's a stuntman, so that's, you know, one of the things. That must be it,
the stuntman. So he probably does all kinds of weird.
Yeah, there must be other things he can pull
up on stage.
I told you,
I follow Steve-O. That guy's crazy. I mean, he does, he's the one of the Jackass kids. He repeatedly just does stunts.
So
and
you have to
most
think
recently,
him up.
And he caught on fire.
Right.
He was.
Stunts can go horribly wrong.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's always a need for stuntmen. So anyway, America's Got Talent, summer staple. I tell Hooman, hey, because they were talking about this comedian that was on there. And I guess that the judges, like Simon Cowell, who's notoriously difficult to please, jumped up and gave the guy a standing ovation. So I said, take a listen to this. And if it's funny, give it back to me and we'll work it in. So Hooman is over there just like low-level cackling.
Yeah.
And I turn around and I see that he's got this guy up on the screen. And I was, look at his face right now.
He's funny. He's going to make you laugh, I think. Don't force yourselves not to laugh. Like, let it wash over you.
Okay, so we're going to, this guy's name is Preacher Lawson. That's pretty funny. And they got to keep
it
pretty clean on that show.
Yeah.
That's nice. Anyway, that guy made it through to the top 36, Vinny.
Oh, so good for
him.
He's
one of the contenders this year. And Simon Cowell jumped right. As soon as Simon got up, though, the whole audience got up.
Well, Simon loves him.
Yeah, well, he must be lovable. You know, if you had $450 million, you might be looking for things to buy, to invest in. And it seems that teams are a good investment.
Oh, ball playing teams. Okay.
Oh, well, sure. You've seen how they
appreciate.
So I think the guy that bought the Warriors, he bought them for like $400,000
or
something. I think. But there's, and now they're, you know.
Well, they're worth
$400 million. What did I just say?
$400,000.
$400 million.
He spent $450 million.
Yeah, $450 million.
What are they valued at?
A billion.
So it's doubled.
Once the stadium's done, they'll have their own new stadium right here in downtown San Francisco. Mm-hmm. They're going to be worth a $1.5 billion.
Listen, that's a solid investment, but that's still only doubling your money. So this guy, Leslie Alexander, owns the Houston Rockets.
Oh, right.
He bought the team for $85 million in 1993.
$85
million. $85 million. And he has put them on the market for $2 billion. and people are scrambling to get that money together. So I divided $2 billion by $85 million, and it's about 20, goes in 23 times. So he has basically every year for the entire 14 years or so that he's owned this team, he's doubled that 85. It's a 23 times return on his $85 million investment. Like, that is it's 100% return first year, and then it's just delicious. So my advice, if you want to be rich, is own a sports team. So he's selling, and Beyonce's got about $450 million. Mm-hmm. And she was like, you know, I don't have $2 billion. I can't buy the whole team, but I could be a minority investor.
No, that's the way they're doing it now, is they put groups together.
Yep. The Houston Rockets are for sale, and Beyonce is very interested, according to Bloomberg.
She's a Texas lady.
Yeah. I think she's from Houston, isn't she?
I don't know.
She hasn't commented, but she's a big basketball fan. She regularly goes to Knicks games, and
Jay-Z owned the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah,
so he,
for a little while.
In fact, he was part of the group that brought the Nets from New Jersey and got a stadium built. I can't remember the name of the stadium in Brooklyn that they built, but he was part of that and then cashed out.
Yep.
Thank you.
He actually... let's see. Owned a small piece for a few years. In 2013, he sold his stake to start up his Rock Nation sports agency. And they also mentioned Justin Timberlake is a team owner, owns a little piece of the Memphis Grizzlies.
Mm-hmm.
So this dude, Leslie Alexander, in his 70s now, and if he can get $2 billion for the team, that would be a pretty good return on that $85 million investment.
Absolutely.
Damn, if you only had $85 million to invest yeah. in.
Well, look at what that the team shady... bleep and bleep from the Clippers made on that team. He ended up selling to that guy from
Sterling?
Microsoft for for $2 billion.
Yeah, $2 billion.
And the Clippers have been the worst franchise in NBA history.
What did he pay for him?
Probably nothing. I don't remember the price, but he owned them for a long time, and famously was, you know, never put a winning team together.
Right.
They've only been good in the recent history, but that guy from Microsoft paid $2 billion for the...
Steve Ballmer?
Yeah. That's the second team in L.A.
That's just funny money.
In L.A., if you think of the team that plays there, it's the Lakers.
Right. I'm thinking of the Clippers.
$2 billion for the Clippers.
Well, if they ever, you know, have an incredible season, he'll be super stoked.
They'll still be the second. If they have the best season of their lives and win the NBA title, they'll still be the second resident in that house.
Right. Well, if you've got some money to spend, I say put it into a team. Although, God, if I put money into a team, I'm sure it would immediately disband. I'd sell it and get back together and win a championship. I'm sure of it. Investing in me don't mix. The Low Files. That debuts tonight on A&E.
Oh, what's that?
That's the Rob Lowe and his two sons.
Oh, right.
The Low Files.
I'm so not interested in that.
I know. And the thing about it is that everything that they say is so vague. It feels like, you know how like there was like a whole Michael Phelps is going to race the shark in the open water. But they would never really quite come out and say he's racing, he's side by side with a great white and he's going to, because it wasn't going to happen and there was nothing really to that thing. And that's exactly what we're getting from this. Like he says, oh man, during the Sasquatch episode, I was so scared. Like you'll have to watch and draw your own conclusions. But man, whoo, I was laying on the ground shaking and so scared. So he wants you to believe that. Rob Lowe wants you to believe he saw some life-changing stuff during his adventures, including Bigfoot. He was suggesting it was about a month ago that he suggested he had a run-in with him, and he's not backing down. He says, we found ourselves in some pretty hairy stuff. Hairy. Legitimately. Wait until you see that episode. You have to be your own judge. What we actually came across in that episode, I was actually on the ground and scared. So that's tonight on A&E.
So does it say how long it's going to go for? I'm only seeing two episodes.
Oh, two episode schedule? I thought it was an eight-episode season.
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the amount of advertising I saw for it down south makes me feel like they're doing a whole season, like they've shot a whole season. Mm-hmm. But who knows? I mean, A&E, once they've committed to it, I'm sure they're just going to run all the episodes. They got plenty of time over there. But it's on, and it starts tonight.
Well,
and
he if you is watch a name, it, and I've always sure. believed that, you know, these names draw people in. Whether or not the show will be good enough to hold people,
right?
I'm sure they're banking on the low name.
And the minor interest in seeing what his adult sons are like. That's and to me, honestly, that's almost the only reason to watch it. Like, I don't know why. I'm vaguely interested in seeing what Rob Lowe's sons are like, but all right, I'll take a look at that. So if you watch it and you love it or hate it, you can write us a review tomorrow. Text it to us.
Well, it's weird because in the stills, they're all wearing the same black t-shirt.
Oh, really?
Well, they got, like, I mean, one's uniform. A collar neck, one's a V-neck, one's a little bit of a higher neck. I don't know. But they're all black with their arms folded.
Oh.
How dramatic.
The Lo-Files, very, very dramatic. They're like the X-Files guys.
Well, to be fair, anyone who's had to take pictures repeatedly every day of their life sees themselves in a white t-shirt and goes, Jesus, I need to put on a black shirt.
Mm-hmm. Put on a black shirt. That's looks good in a photo shoot.
I mean, it's much better in pictures for whatever reason.
Know, yeah.
And, you know, same.
It's the flash. It just lights up the shirt and makes you look 10 pounds heavier.
Yep.
We're black people.
Oh,
anyway.
It's also the yoga pants. You know, not that I wear them, but you see, a black yoga pant won't show all the stuff.
Right.
You put on a colored yoga pant, you're like, wow, I can see the crack and all the
right.
cracks.
Here I am.
A camel toe.
Yow.
Hump day. Mm. Anyway, Rob Lowe's things tonight, okay. If you want to watch that. Dustin Diamond from Saved by the Bell.
Oh, my God. I couldn't even click on this.
He's just, it's pathetic. I do feel bad for him because.
Do you?
I do. Because it's hard to be Screech. Like, remember, didn't he have, like, a yard sale and then he was trying to, like.
He had a porno tape.
Right. Like, just stop it. Just go get a job somewhere and just accept that it's over. So, I mean.
Well, the problem with that industry, that business in general, is your one interview, one tryout away from being back.
Right.
And I'm sure that is what keeps people trying. It's the one, this is the one where I turn it around.
Well, and it's tough if you've had a taste of it.
Right.
You know, he was on a successful show for, I don't know how many seasons, say by the, you know, five seasons, who knows, seven more. It's on all the time.
Yeah.
And other people from that is Mario Lopez one of those people?
Yes.
So he's working.
He's done well. Tiffany Amber Thiessen is.
She's
doing,
done pretty well.
Yeah, she's
done
okay.
Some stuff.
That Jesse Wood, Elizabeth Berkley. I don't really know what she's been up to. The other one, Zach, the blonde head kid. I forgot his real name. He's working.
Yeah. So and Screech.
Oh,
is just.
Oh, but Lisa, the cute little black girl, she hasn't done well.
Oh, and actually, wasn't she? We just saw a thing in the last year where she was actually sounding like she needed to be medicated.
Mm-hmm.
Like she was.
And she's done a lot of stuff to her face.
Yeah. It's hard. Yeah. And so if you have a little taste of it, you know, and you think you're one phone call, one audition away, then you. Just try to stay in the limelight, I guess, just long enough. He was headlining Dustin Diamond, Screech, from Saved by the Bell. Headlining some kind of comedy game show night at a theater in Akron, Ohio this past Saturday. And he did something kind of gross for $25.
What'd he do?
Well, he had to down the contents of one of two shot glasses. One of them had bourbon in it. The other one was tobacco juice. Somebody had spit into the
repeatedly.
Cup until it was full, and apparently they both looked like bourbon. And
so someone mixed them up, and he had to choose blindfolded.
He had to choose. I don't know if he was. I don't think he was blindfolded. Is he blindfolded? In
I
the
don't.
Clip?
I tell you, I did not want to click on it, but I don't think he was blindfolded.
I did consider. I considered watching it, and then I thought.
Well, if that's okay, so back to these people who do stunts for a living, if that's what it's come to, I mean, maybe he's actually sat down with a pen and paper, tried to write jokes, and went, I don't got a thing.
I'll try.
So I got to do stunts. And there's, I mean, I think some of those actresses, in the movies, you know, the X-rated ones.
Oh,
they are stunt people too. They are not the things they allow to happen to them. They're just they don't have anything else, and I guess they make a name.
This.
They got to do something dramatic.
Well, he did do that. So there was bourbon in one, tobacco spit in the other one, and he selected correctly. He selected the bourbon.
Oh.
And he downed that. And then he put that glass down and drank the tobacco spit anyway.
I'm telling you, this is he got his name out there because he did something
outrageous.
Yeah. There's no other
explanation. The $25 does not, you know.
It's the viral video, man. So that's it? He the video's gone viral?
I don't know if it's viral, but it's out there.
The news,
and you can watch it. If you want to. That was, I just thought, I don't know if I can.
No.
And the reason
it's
that
so
I can't
gross.
Is because if you've been exposed to that cup of spit, it smells bad. And it's, just knowing what I know that cup smells like and what's in that cup might make me barf. Like, apparently it didn't do anything. Maybe the bourbon burned a pathway for it. I don't know. Maybe chased it with another shot of bourbon, but Jesus.
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting. I told you about, we were at this, these people's, were having a 50th birthday party for the husband and the couple, and we went to the party, and I see John with there's this little yoga chick that lives down the street from us.
Yes,
little
yes.
Hot chick. And
why are you making a face?
Because that's like our joke. Every time we drive by her house, she's always out there in her yoga pants. Just always. She's the yoga chick. And she's super cute, hot.
Is she doing moves on the yard?
No, but she's out there, like, you know, with her. We just always see her. She, like, doesn't just go sit in her house.
Wow,
she's outside.
Real.
Well, you know, every time we drive by, it's like, oh, there's your girlfriend. We check her out. So we're at this party. And we're walking around, you know, I'm with a couple other friends, and I see John in the kitchen talking to his girlfriend. And so I'm kind of watching, and then I notice she has cha in her mouth.
Oh, she's dipping?
She was dipping. She had, like, I don't know if she had a cup or whatever, but as soon as I saw that, I went, all right. And I walked up, I'm not worried about her
John
anymore.
John will never want her.
John is not. He was just laughing. He's like, yeah, I just couldn't believe it.
I'm
sitting there talking to her. She had like a trucker cap on and a jaw.
With her yoga outfit.
That Gretchen Wilson, the country star, she chews.
Oh.
And you see the thing in her back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
The round tin.
Yeah. Tin, yeah.
And I can't say I've never done it, that stuff, because I have tried it.
Uh-huh.
But the one that made me barf was the snuff.
Because
it's
it
crumbled.
Didn't pack it
little,
enough
no,
or
they're little. It got loose in my mouth and it just barfed right on me.
Mm.
It's so disgusting because it got loose and got all in my mouth and I couldn't
spit it out fast enough.
Well, it was just I just was.
That was on your way to Philly, right?
It was. Yeah. It was.
You barfed in your lap on your way to Philly.
A dude that. I guess a truck driver. That's
Kyle.
One. He was, well, that's not his name, but whatever. Would
what
you ever
it?
Get a name right?
What is it?
Never. It doesn't matter.
It's like that, though.
It is.
Well, what is it?
Lyle.
Lyle.
So anyway.
Oh, okay, I remember. What'd you say?
Kyle. She
oh,
said Kyle.
Oh,
it doesn't matter.
So
the point is, the guy was like, I was saying, I'm driving cross country and I'm, you know, I'm so excited. And he said, do this. This is one of the secrets that we use to keep awake. It'll keep you up. And I was like, okay. And as soon as I put it in my mouth, the stuff just separated and went everywhere. And I, all right.
Rather than pull
and
over
I got
and
it,
barf.
I got, bye! And my truck is like, right there on me.
That was a fun phone call the next morning.
Oh, I'm sure.
We were talking
God.
To Vinny
Is
all
still
across
wearing the
country.
Shirt?
No, actually, what's so funny is because I was on a time schedule, I ended up just pulling clothes off right there as we were I drove with nothing on for a while. Middle of nowhere.
Sure.
If you ever, what is that, 15 goes across the country, you can look on the map. It goes through like Wyoming, Nebraska. It's just
straight across.
The same view forever.
Yeah. It's one of those long, straight roads that you feel like you could see into eternity on. You can't imagine that it ever gets anywhere. All right, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
A man and his sex toy.
Oh.
A woman and her boa constrictor.
Oh.
And more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. It's our station's website. It's really good. Check it out.
All right.
If you could, check it out a lot. All the time.
It'd be super great. Clickety click.
Oh, man. You got to be kidding. Oh, there's the X.
What's the matter?
I love using my iPad in here, but sometimes you get a story up. Mm-hmm. It's the story you're going to lead with, and then an ad covers it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mother. Okay, I got it. Anyway, here's what's happening.
Okay.
The Dow just crossed the 22,000 mark. It's all green except for Snap. As you know, I have some of that. So
you should sell it. It'll start going up.
Snap is at 13.
I'm very sorry.
What did you buy it at again?
It's got to be. I bought it. I have to have purchased it at 20. But anyway, the Dow is 22,000, everyone. It's a record. Congratulations. This next story, a teenage boy traveling alone to San Francisco, it looks like, opened an emergency exit door of a Boeing 737 and stepped out of the plane right upon landing. I mean, the plane landed and this dude got out.
Oh.
He slid down the wing and jumped onto the tarmac right in front of shocked passengers who...
The minute
say they couldn't
down.
Do anything to stop them. They were like frozen.
It's kind of amazing you can get those doors open. That you said he's 13. I mean,
he's 17. But no, that's part of the spiel you ignore at the front of the of every flight is that whole. There's the exits, and someone will be asked
manning those.
You know, wrench that open so we can all get out if needed. Anyway, they're now saying that this, it's not immediately clear why the boy on the flight, which originated in Panama City, pushed open the weighted emergency door and ran for it. I can't say I've never felt like doing that. You get stuck on a tarmac before you take off, not to mention the security line before you even got on the plane, and then whatever delays you've come across.
Right.
By the time you do land, you want out.
Mm-hmm.
Get me out of here. Especially when standing in the aisle, looking up to the front like
what is taking you people so long? Grab your bag and get off the plane.
You're killing me.
Get your bag and get
out of here.
Anyway, he was arrested and they say here, not injured.
That's good.
He just opened the door, slid down the wing to the tarmac and ran for it.
Oh. And I'm sorry. You saying this is from Panama City, Florida to where?
No, I think this was
Panama
from
City, Panama?
Copa Airlines. So it arrived from Central America.
Okay. Well, maybe he didn't know. Maybe in
he
Central
knew.
America, well, you jump off the plane.
One news
as it
source this morning was saying he had a mental breakdown right before that happened.
Oh.
So maybe he just had some kind of panic attack and not had to get out.
Right. Well, he would have, if it's coming from out of the country, he'd had to go through. I mean, he had a long wait on the other side, too. Customs is no joke.
Sure, but he didn't know. I mean, there's Spanish speaking. I'm assuming he spoke Spanish. There's plenty of that around. I mean, I think he could have asked, how do we exit?
Right.
And
we're down.
Could
I'm
have
getting up.
Happily...
Maybe it's his first flight, Vinny.
I
opened up the exit. I saw them show me where they were and... Boy, it seems weird that you have to slide down the plane's wing to get off the plane, but okay.
This story's fun. I'm not a fan of snakes. I don't like them. I don't hate them. They're fine. They just don't need to be hanging around me. And I always think those snake people are kind of thrilled with themselves that you know, most
people
around people
do have
are
a thing.
Creeped out by them.
Yeah.
What? I got a snake rolling all around my shoulders and arms. What? You know what? You're creeping everybody out and you know it.
Yeah.
And you're getting off on it,
yeah.
You pig. A A 45-year-old woman near Cleveland called 911 last Thursday. Here's what it sounded like. You can pull it down. A 45-year-old woman near Cleveland called 911 last Thursday. That's what it sounded like. It was a 5.5-foot boa constrictor that wrapped itself around her head.
Well, she psyched it around her head and not her neck.
Actually, it latched onto her nose and wouldn't let go.
Oh,
it was one of
biting?
The two. No, I think that it circled
her and
face.
Smashed her nose down. I see. Okay,
she was still able to breathe through her mouth, but.
Right. Mm.
It was one of two boa constrictors she rescued the day before. She told 911 that she also has 9 other snakes that are all ball pythons. I don't know what that...
Yeah, what's their gig? Are they also squeezers or are they biters?
I don't know. I'm not, again, with the snakes. Yeah. I'm not really into them. I don't see that as a pet. Anyway, they say she was... It hurt.
I'll bet it did.
And they say there was blood everywhere.
Oh, broke her nose, smashed
it down. Could have, sure.
Right. I mean, you cut that snake's head off, don't you? Some snakes got you by the face. And
yeah.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. I'm like, well, I'm about to unrescue you.
Well, they actually did have to...
kill it to get it off her face.
So they got there in time.
Yeah. Mm. The woman was treated at a nearby hospital for non-life-threatening injuries, but the snake didn't make it.
Well, it was murderous, so...
Yeah, it latched onto her.
Mm-hmm.
A man and his sex toy.
I'm still stuck on the snake.
Are you?
But okay, you've got my attention.
Cops in Mahwah, New Jersey, got a call on Monday about a naked guy walking down the side of the interstate.
Okay.
Totally naked.
Yeah, just walking down the street, the highway.
Yes. When they got there, they found 39-year-old Stephen Kerkowiak. That's what he looks like.
Oh, he's a white dude. He's got a goatee and, I don't know, maybe a meth problem. I think he just kind of has that look.
Definite druggie.
Thin black hair, kind of alfalfa'd out on the top. Although, I don't know, maybe
dark,
it's a mess.
Bulgy eyes.
Yeah, kind of bulgy.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like, you know, the drug dealer you knew back in the day.
39-year-old Stephen Kerkowiak wasn't just naked, though. He also had a sex toy.
He was just waving it at the cars?
No.
Oh, was he?
Wave it in the air like he
just don't care.
He was using it.
What kind of sex toy? Like a backdoor sex toy? A front door sex toy?
He'd disappeared it.
Oh, and yet he's walking. Mm. So he's walking, so he's holding it with his hand as he's walking.
I don't know.
So he's like super happy up front. Is that also part of the problem here as he's walking down the highway naked?
Wow, I didn't know. I didn't expect this many detailed questions.
Well, I'm just trying to picture the scene that you're...
Well, I read this story, unfortunately, before I went to bed last night.
Oh.
And so... All night long, I've been thinking about this man.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
You love it, huh?
Well, I'm just thinking, all the questions you're asking is what I've been asking myself all night. How is he walking? How is that happening?
Yeah, is he walking with
where did it,
he come from? Yeah. Is this action happening?
Hunched over?
Is this what's going on? Like,
you getting all that, Vaughn?
You can't air that, Vaughn. I hope you didn't have that on.
Oh, of course he had it on.
Can't
live radio, Sarah.
Family friendly. So is that what was happening?
Anyway, he was, he'd disappeared it.
Yeah.
And was walking down the street with a digital camera, getting prepared.
A camera too?
He was about to start shooting video when the police rolled up on him.
Boy, that's a trick.
When he saw the cops, he undid it and threw the thing.
Oh.
You know,
like
what I mean.
Off the highway, just pull it. Well,
you understand what I just said, right? He undid it and then threw it.
Mm-hmm.
According to the police report,
pop.
He eventually admitted that he liked to get naked, and the plan was to make a movie. He had
on
a camera
highway.
With him, yeah.
Right.
He was arrested and charged with lewdness, and some poor policeman had to go down, find the toy, bag it as evidence, and they have
you
it.
You picked that up like dog poop, right?
Oh, absolutely. With gloves.
I was just thinking, put the bag. Right, gloves and a baggie. Right, just double protection.
The toy was not returned to...
Oh, that's too bad. Those are expensive.
Stephen Kerkowiak. It's actually in police evidence, in police custody as evidence, I should say.
It's a proud moment for his family.
Right?
Yeah. You've brought honor to your family on this day.
We always knew you'd be famous, son.
Yeah. Way to go.
God, man, these days, there might actually be someone out there. Hey, you made the news.
All right. Is that the goal? Make the news?
I don't know, isn't it?
Isn't
that what these videos
are
for?
I don't know, man.
We just talked about the people doing stunts to get their name out there.
Yep.
What did Screech do? He drank tobacco juice. Mm-hmm. By the way, people texted in, I've never turned you off until now. Because
so
we were
gross.
Talking about the drinking of the tobacco juice.
Well, it is disgusting. Well, those are people who know.
Sure.
If you don't know about tobacco juice, you go, so what? He drank tobacco juice. No.
No, that's really gross.
Super gross.
Someone said, let me see if I can find
it. And not just that it's someone else's spit. There's a special rankness to tobacco juice.
Vinny, the story you did about the kid jumping off the plane. 650 says, my brother was on the plane with a kid. He literally got sucked out the door when it opened. And then a lot of people are saying the 17-year-old kid was a U.S. citizen.
Oh, so there was no, well, he could still have a language barrier, but unlikely. Mm.
Crazy.
Again, though, I think Spanish is widely available if you need help. What would you say in the United States, 2 out of 10 people speak some form of Spanish, some amount of Spanish?
That
is that a fair?
Could even be low.
Yeah.
I mean,
if you, it's still, and should be, if you go to an ATM, it says English or Spanish mm-hmm. every time.
Well, especially in California.
Right.
Yep.
669 says, I had to stop listening this morning about the tobacco spit. A few weeks ago, I accidentally drank a soda can thinking it was mine.
No.
And it turns out it was my brother-in-law's spit can.
No.
Hearing you talk about it this morning made me pull over and feel like I was going
to
vomit.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry that happened to you. That is the worst. Damn.
I've had the, you know, the drunken... grab a beer can, take a drink, and someone's put a butt out in it.
Yes.
I've had that happen where you're like,
and that's disgusting enough. And that's just somebody's butt. Cigarette butt. Uh-huh. But man, cup of spit flavored with
special tobacco juice.
Well,
I can't say I didn't finish the beer.
Well, now that the butt's out of it.
I mean, yeah. How many beers are left? None? Okay.
I need to continue to consume alcohol.
I have to do this. Oh, I'm running low on time.
Yeah, you got a little time.
Let me see what I got here. Love.
Oh. It's the best.
Is it?
It is.
38-year-old San Antonio woman has been arrested after she allegedly posted revenge porn of her boyfriend on Facebook following their breakup.
So, the opposite of love.
Well, she loves him. Don't leave me.
She's torturing
him. I'll make
him.
You regret it. You should stay with me.
So this is tough love?
Tracy Lorraine Aragon faces charge of publishing intimate material. According to her arrest affidavit, the victim of the revenge porn postings recently ended his relationship with her. And after the breakup, she sent several nude photos of him to his friends and then went to Facebook with it.
Oh.
When the victim asked her to please take those down. She ridiculed and insulted him.
Oh, that's hard to take.
Well, yeah, he's just like, can you please take those off of the Facebook? My mom goes there. What's up with that?
What's up with that?
Well, putting something on Facebook, too, it's like, that's really, it's one thing to post revenge porn on like one, because the person has to go to a site and, you know, actually look and, so it's only sort of your seediest friends.
Well,
that
and who's going to know you there, right?
Right, exactly. But if you post it on Facebook, I mean, those are your intimate circles.
Right. Mm-hmm. All your people see
that. All your people. Your distant cousins. People you know, friend, just because you're just like, I don't want no trouble.
And how long does it take Facebook to take it off if someone complains about it? Is that how things
I
get
guess.
Not
immediate.
It's what?
It's not immediate. Yeah. And you can, I mean, if you obviously see it before anyone else, you can screenshot that and there it is forever.
You know, if you want to.
If you want to.
I mean, it's... I don't know what the specific... I imagine she didn't post the two of them together because then she's...
In it, too.
In it, too.
Right.
So maybe it's just an innocent photo of a naked guy, but... And it won't kill you, but you still... It's wrong. It's wrong, right?
Oh, my God. Very, very wrong. People shouldn't... Aren't there a bunch of laws about that now?
Revenge porn, yes. And, but we don't hear as much about it.
Or...
When we don't hear much, right? We don't hear as much about a girl doing it to a guy.
We really don't.
So only 38 states have revenge porn laws.
I don't know why we're so far behind on all these laws. The identity theft, the revenge porn. It seems like you got to go faster.
Yeah.
If you're going to allow technology to move at that pace, sorry, the bureaucracy that is our government needs to figure it out and get a...
They're busy killing healthcare right now.
Whatever. Exactly. They got to get with the program. Yeah. I mean, that is... The identity theft thing is just... They're way behind on that.
Mm-hmm.
So in California, it's just a misdemeanor.
Oh. What it's do you get for a misdemeanor? Nothing.
Your fine is $2,000.
Oh.
It is punishable... But you can only go to, it seems like, jail for a maximum of 1 year.
Yeah, and you won't even go.
Yeah,
right, no.
You'll pay the $2,000.
And depending on who you are and what the photo that gets posted is, and some people's reaction might be they're ruined. Their life is over. This is the end of them.
If
this
you're
person
a politician,
gets a $2,000 fine.
Absolutely.
Right. You know, it seems like that's not nearly enough.
Right.
Another person might be like, hey, check me out.
I'm showing pretty well in that picture.
Don't pull it down. I mean, pull that down. That's terrible.
Don't. Stop.
All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys.
We do.
Coming to SF on the Bay Bridge. The Salesforce building looks like an obnoxious giant. It's ruined the skyline. You know what I was about to say. What they wrote.
I do, yeah. I figured. You know, but try to, because it's there and there's nothing we can do about it. And listen, it's hard. I actually do find a change, a jarring change like that to be very difficult. And I'm trying to find good things. Like, I love the story you told about Salesforce this morning with your girlfriend and this volunteer stuff. That like, I'm trying to find reasons to love it.
Here's
and they,
more
and
on
they
that.
Say there's going to be more big buildings like that, too.
Oh, sure.
Like, this is not the only one that's going to be taller than the buildings you're familiar with. Our skyline is changing.
415, Salesforce went to my daughter's school in Bernal Heights and spent the day volunteering. There were at least 30 of them.
Oh.
Benioff pulled all distribution to Indiana when the Indians tried to make gay marriage illegal.
Oh.
Benioff is also a major front runner for women equality in the workplace. He did not understand why men were making more money than women in the same job, so he made pay across the board, whatever the job title is, for male or female. He is badass. So
we need badass people.
Yeah. I look, my lady started working there, and I'm just telling you what I have found as I've watched her little journey so far. Seems like a cool company. The end.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll do the top songs in the country at this moment. Plus, do you remember the smelly woman area issue and defamation stuff?
Brandy and Joanna.
From the Housewives?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's resolved.
One person's smelly is another person's perfume. So what are we talking about?
Well, we're talking
Sarah.
About a settlement and an apology.
Oh.
And I'll tell you all the details after this.
I can't wait.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.